Were you disappointed you didn't get to play on Saturday?
No, because they told me ahead of time that I wasn't going to. So, and Coach Coughlin was great. Came to me and told me, and he just felt that I needed some more practice. Only had 4 or 5 practices in my belt before I get thrown out there. So, no, I was fine with it. He explained it pretty well.
When was the last time you had an extensive game action?
I don't really count last year because I only played, threw the ball like 5 or 6 times, But so, I guess last time I was here, really, besides the preseason in San Francisco, I played a lot then, but started a game out there. So, I got some reps there, but, since a regular season, probably last time I played.
So you're looking forward to Monday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I only got there to play. It's fun to practice, and it's where you hone your skills in and get sharp. And, make sure all the guys are doing it right. Kind of playing with Monopoly money out there, So you can kind of take some chances, do some things. But when game time comes, there's a way that they play football here. First off, they get breaches, no turnovers. Make sure you're smart. And I felt they did a good job of that last time I was here. So hopefully we can get the young guys that are in there with me, even some of the bad guys, get them going and have a good run with people guard.
Seeing you play well, obviously you're happy for him, but how much does that up the ante for you next time out?
We're all going to play well, honestly. In this system, it's quarterback for in this system. I think that I expect every guy that goes out there to do well. If we're paying attention to meetings, if we're paying attention on the field, there's answers for you to be successful. So as long as we can get the other 10 guys that are in the huddle with us to kind of get into that system and understand what we're trying to do with the line of scrimmage and whatnot, then I think we'll be fine.
When you decided to come back here, what was your reasoning behind it? You sit there and say the number 2 job's open, or?
It was really just because it was so late, and with the lockout, I didn't have a chance to, kind of go look around, and it was something where I was going to be, I was going to be 4 or 5 practices into camp before I even got to play anywhere I went, and I figured that with the knowledge of the system that I've had in the past, this was the safest bet, and it would give me a chance to actually come in here and actually know what I'm doing on game day, so that honestly was the deciding factor.
Matthew get a pretty good run on Monday night?
I think so. Just what they're saying, I'll get some pretty good reps. So make them count, score some touchdowns. I'm not sure. Yeah, as far as they haven't specified, usually they give us that the night before the game. But I'm sure I'll get significant reps.
You were here when Kevin was here, when Steve was here.
Yeah.
Losing them, how big a loss is this?
Yeah, it's tough to replace those guys. They're in the system. Steve and Kevin both, they did a great job, but, we got guys that can step in, and I kind of see some of the young guys we have out there, how I saw when I was here when Steve and Kevin were kind of, second, third year guys, and a lot of the same qualities, a lot of the same talent. It's just experience in the system and understanding what Kevin wants to do on offense, and they'll find their niche, like Steve did, like Kevin did, and you could have another Kevin and Steve out here right now. We just don't know yet, so it's going to be a matter of getting in there and experience, I'm excited about it. I think they'll be fine.